Yo, peace, man. It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. And welcome to Strictly for the Brothers. You know, brothers, I'm really excited to be back on this mic right now. You know, man, it's crazy when you're trying to navigate through life, ain't it, man? You know, they talk to you about maintaining focus and being locked in and, you know, giving your best effort and, you know, but they don't be like, they don't tell you that, hey, life don't give a damn about what's going on in your life. They don't tell you about that. They don't tell you about that. You know, it's like, don't nobody ever want to talk about the nightmare. Everybody want to talk about the dream. No one talks about the nightmare. No one talks about, you know, how real this thing is. You know, men don't talk about the emotional side of nothing. Men don't talk about that. Men only want to talk about glory. That's what I've noticed in life. The men I've been around, ain't no man really had no emotional conversation with me about controlling your, about controlling your emotions and learning how to deal with pain and, you know, heartbreak. Men ain't in the room talking about heartbreak. I did a session. I don't know if y'all remember that. How do you handle heartbreak? My brother was like, my heart don't break. And my brother's a good man. My brother's a husband, a father, three. And I wanted to look him in the face and say, if something happened to your baby girl, homie, I guarantee I have to hold you up. I guarantee you that man would break down if something happened to any of his children. But his baby girl, his wife, you know what I'm saying? We don't talk about heartbreak. Men don't talk about pain. Hell, men don't even want to go to the doctor because of pain, G. Right? Right? I know, brother, you go to the doctor, but it ain't always been like that for the brothers. The brothers, I'm talking about for the most part, brothers don't go to the doctor. Like, I feel kind of cocky with a swag now that I go to the doctor, but I remember a time I didn't go to the doctor, homie. It might be because I ain't had no insurance. I was just a savage. And when I say savage, I'm talking about just living life, surviving. Man. I mean surviving, fighting. I'm talking about fighting to stay positive, fighting to keep believing. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about having to battle through loss and defeat and good God Almighty, man. How am I going to make it? But I always knew in my chest what was inside of me. But what was inside of me wasn't what was being seen, though, G. The world was seeing what I had turned myself into or allowed myself to turn myself into. You understand? We don't talk about the pain, though, do we, bros? We do not talk about pain. You know, as I step into this new season of Strictly for the Brothers, man, you know, I've been walking up to this thing, man, and I've just been, it means something to me, brothers. Can you understand what I'm saying when I say that? It means something to me, brothers. This thing means something to me. This thing means something to me. Strictly for the Brothers means something to me. You understand? Because I'm a brother. You know what I'm saying? And I know what it feel like out here. That's one thing that I can look a black man in the eyes and say, brother, I might not know your everyday struggle in your life. You know, that's attached to your social security number, your everyday where you waking up. That might not be what we link up at, but I know what it is to have your skin color, boy. I know what it is to walk through this society with this skin color, bro. I know what it is to walk through this society as a black man. You understand me? And ain't nobody passing out no information pamphlets for black men. Ain't nobody out here trying to give us an ounce of game, G. An ounce. And then the homies that got it, they don't share it. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And if they do, Shannon, they looking at you like you need to pay them $250 just for a conversation. You like, brother, really? I don't think you should make, I don't think it's about making money by being a black man, charging other black men how to get through the dough. Now, everything can't be free, brothers. We understand that. But man, where is our sounding board? Where is our place of information? What's up? What's up? You know, where it's at? I'm out here fighting the good fight. You understand what I'm saying? But man, I want war. You know, these niggas out here talking about fighting a good fight. Nah, nigga, I want war. You understand, man? We fighting for our future, brothers. I'm not playing about this. I'm not playing, man. I'm not playing, bros. This ain't a game to me, man. I'm talking about being a black man in this joint. You understand what I'm saying? I mean a black man. I'm a black father. You understand what I'm saying? I'm fighting for black people. I'm fighting for black men. You understand what I'm saying? I'm fighting for weekend fathers so we can stop using the term weekend father and become a full-fledged father. I'm talking about fathers moving their children into their house for 5-6 years. I'm talking about your son moving into your house when he going to 5th grade, 6th grade, and you raise him through high school. That's what I'm saying. And we got to get better to do that. We need information to do that. We need support to do that, family. That's what I'm talking about. I mean this, G. I mean this. I mean this. I ain't in the room crying, talking about, oh, my daddy, I didn't grow up with my daddy. So be it. Now I can sit up here and bellyache and look for a diaper, or I can look at the fact that God blessed me where I had strong women in my life. God blessed me where I went to church and I saw positive black men. God blessed me where I played ball and I had more positive black men around me. G, I wasn't really crying and aching for my father, G, because I was on my march. I was going to get it. I was going to the league, homie. I was going to college, homie. I was graduating, homie. I fought for the life I got, G. And our shorties ain't got to believe the only way they can make it is by selling dope or killing another brother. I ain't going. I want everybody to understand what I'm saying. I ain't going. I'm not joining this parade of the forgotten brothers. Excuse me. You know, it's a parade of black men that live and die. And no, nobody know they was here, G. I ain't going. I ain't going, bros. I ain't going. I ain't going, bros. I ain't going. I ain't gonna walk this earth. This earth gonna feel me, G. And you gonna feel me, brother. I'm not going. I'm not going. You know, man, I can't even look. It's hard for me to look at the internet right now, bros. It angers me. It grieves me. It's all these adjectives. You understand? You understand? But bros, let me tell you something, G. Your mind got to get made up, bros. I asked a brother the other day in the barbershop. I asked him, I say, in 2050, is the black culture going to be better or worse? This brother, everybody in doggone barbershop, man. It's incredible how we feel about ourselves, man. It's incredible how we feel about ourselves, man. Don't nobody believe that we can have a bright future, man. I'm talking about how in God's name are we going to have a bright future if you don't believe you can have a bright future. If you constantly talking about everything in the black community getting worse. Why is that, brother? Why is that? You talking about your community, family. This is ours, G. I was just listening to one of the Muslims. Only you dig. He was doing a Breakfast Club interview. He said, did you know that black people generated $1.3 trillion in the economy last year? He said that would make us the 8th largest country in the world. That's more money than Mexico, G. We generated, I'm talking about black people. We generated $1.3 trillion. Now, it's some of y'all that hear that, don't want to believe it, or instantly think about what you thought about when you heard that. When I heard that, and I heard we was number 8, I'm talking about we broke more bread in the economy than most. We got more bread flowing through our hands than most countries, G. We got more money flowing through our hands than Mexico, G. That's what I thought about when I heard that. What did you think about? I'm like, okay, we got $1.3 trillion in the game. We got to get more control of that. It ain't time to go in the corner and cry and talk about we financially illiterate and all. No, dog. It's about getting an understanding. It's about getting an understanding. It's about fighting for knowledge. It's about fighting for understanding. Like, yo, this is how we going to do this, family. It ain't about sitting back. And you know, and my thing is, I appreciate the brother coming and dropping the knowledge on the Breakfast Club. Praise God. And he's part of the nation, right? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Now, what we gonna do, family? What we gonna do, family? Well, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do, family. I'm gonna get to work. I'm gonna continue working. I'm gonna organize, and I'm gonna open my mouth. Hello, Strictly for the Brothers, man. You know, brothers, what I want to talk to you about today, family, I want to talk to you about being loved and doubted. Do you understand me? I'm talking about being loved and doubted. Do you understand me? And hey, man, every brother might not know what I'm talking about. Praise God if you don't. But some brothers know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being loved and doubted. You know how hard you work for your family. You know how hard you work to please your woman. You know, I look at some brothers that's in relationships and, you know, they cheating on their woman and this, that, and the third. And they cheating because they unhappy. Or they cheating because they not getting some. Or they cheating because they greedy. They cheating because they suck. Whatever. Right? But a man that is taking care of his business, working hard, and a man that is willing to sacrifice, live on their own, you know, a man that is willing to be honest about where they at in a situation, that man should be able to live as he chooses to live. That man shouldn't be looked at as a cheater. That man, the reason a man is a cheater is because not only is he lying to the female or his woman, he lying to himself. A cheater lies to themselves first. I'm talking to the brothers. You know, sisters cheat too. Don't get it twisted. But I'm talking to the brothers. Brothers, the reason we find ourselves being labeled cheaters, because, yeah, we telling lies, yeah. But we're lying to ourselves first. To be loved and doubted. You know, black man, brother, step back for a minute and look at the type of love that you accept or receive from others. Step back and look at your life and look at the relationships in your life and begin to size up that relationship and how that relationship impacts you and the effort you're giving to that relationship. And what are you receiving back from that relationship? Are you receiving back what you're giving? Or are you accepting less than what you give? Now, that's a question to ask now. That ain't a question to be starting an argument with your woman. That's a question for you to go and ponder, to think, to walk through. And it ain't a 15-minute thought process, bros. Think about it. Analyze it. Take a couple of months if you need to, but look at the relationships in your life and ask yourself, man, look at your effort that you're giving to that relationship. Look at the emotion you're giving to that relationship. Look at the support you're giving to that relationship. Then ask yourself, what am I satisfied? Am I Am I feeling good about what I'm receiving back? Am I receiving back what I need? You understand what I'm saying? You know, brothers, we find ourselves in relationships with people who don't love us for what we need. You know, they love us how they want to love us. They give us what they want to give us. Right? 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 I recently had someone tell me about how much they give, how much they care about me. And this is why they talking, and this is why they woo-wop and bam. You know, brothers, I told that individual, I said, hey, man, I appreciate that you saying you care about me and you down for me and things like that. But, hey, check this out. What you saying to me right now is not what I want to hear. You know, brothers, you got to let a person know, hey, man, you think you loving me the way you think I need to be loved. But, brothers, we have a right to let somebody know how to love us. You know what I'm saying? We have a right to communicate how we need to be loved. We have a right to communicate what we need from an individual and what we need from a relationship. You understand what I'm saying? And what we receive is what we accept. What we receive is what we accept. Right? Right? Are you being loved the way you need to be loved, bruh? Right? Think about how people talk to you, bruh. And I ain't even talking about no disrespectful and challenging your manhood and all that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just think about how people talk to you, talk about you. Right? Think about people of value in your relationship and in your life. You know what I'm saying? Think about that for a minute. 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 Man, you know, how do you believe people that you're in relationships with? I'm talking about like your mama, your family. Your woman, your children, how do these people view you? You ever thought, like, we assume, you know, they say actions speak louder than words, right? Right? So a person can tell you they love you, but their behavior is not that of someone that loves you, right? We all know what that feel like. We done been there. I'm not saying you there now, but you've been there. Some brothers right are there right now. You got people who pose to be significant in your life that don't even believe in you, family. They doubt you. And they can say they doubt you because of your behavior and things like that. And we didn't all screw the pooch once or twice, family. But think back over your life and think about how you were spoken to as you were brought up in life. You know what I'm saying? Think about how you were treated. Think about how think about your family and your parents' behavior when you were growing up. Did they perform to the best of their ability? Did they put you in a position where you can be successful? Did they help you with your homework? Did they cuss you out a lot? Did they talk crazy to you? And I ain't acting like we ain't been cussed out before. Hell, I ain't acting like we ain't earned a curse out. But if you could curse somebody out, you can also got doggone put your arm around them. You doggone can show them that you care. You can make sure you up at your child's school. You can make sure that your child feels loved. You can make sure that your child gets out of their neighborhood. Ask yourself, brothers, what was the behavior of your family and those significant in your life while you was growing up? Right? Right? Do people show you more doubt or do they show you more love? Do people around you in the relationships you have, do people believe in you, brothers? I'm talking about people you giving your time, your energy, your love, your money, your swole. Do these people believe in you, bruh? Do the women in your life believe in you? Do the men in your life believe in you? Do the young people in your life believe in you? Does your family believe in you? Do they? What if you done screwed up a lot and everybody, you trying to turn your life around and everybody still looking at you like you the old you, you know, and your old past behaviors, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you got to put your head in the ground, man, and you got to get to work. Brothers, we cannot live our lives based on how someone treats us. We can't live our life based on how someone views us. We can't live our life based on how someone doubts us. We can't live our life though based on how someone makes us feel and how happy we are. We cannot live our life based on energy that comes from other people. That is a trap. Because if you live your life based on the emotions that you receive from other people, brothers, your life will go up and down just like emotions do. Brothers, you have to stabilize your life through your mindset. You have to stabilize your life through your actions. You have to stabilize your life through your organizing of your life. Brothers, it don't matter if we're loved or doubted. We got to believe in ourselves and move forward with our life. It don't matter if they love you. It don't matter if they doubt you. It don't matter if they believe in you, family. What about you? How are you feeling about you, brothers? Brothers, we have to find and build the internal strength to build our life through the foundation of our mindset. Your mindset is the foundation of your life. Your mental approach, your mental maturity is the foundation of your life. And I understand pain, bros. My God. I understand pain. I understand disappointment. And you gotta, hey man, sometimes you're gonna grieve loss. You know, when you lose someone, you lose something, you might lose a position, you might miss someone, you might miss this, you might miss that. And grieving, man, you never stop grieving. When you lose something to someone, you never stop grieving. See, men don't tell, we don't talk about this, family. We don't talk about this. We act like this the wrong thing to talk about with each other. Loss, heartbreak, pain, having to persevere and overcome. Life is not easy, family. Life is not easy, family. Life is not easy, family. Anybody that sit up there and try to sell you life being easy is lying. You understand me? Life is, it can be enjoyable some days. Life is fun and ain't nobody running to die today. You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, you have to be mature enough to admit that life is challenging at times, and we got to have to learn how to deal with the storms of life. Emotionally and mentally and physically on our own. Bro, some of us have to mature. And gentlemen, maturity is coming. Now, maturity is coming one of two ways. Maturity is coming by listening to the lessons, the positive lessons that I provided for you, or it's coming through the lessons of life, because life and experiences are the best teachers, G. You understand me? Some of your experience is going to be negative, but doggone, that negative experience is going to teach you how to move forward in the future. It might be a painful lesson, but you will gain the lesson. You will get the lesson. No question about that. But you might have to pay a price for it. But maturity is coming. Trust and believe that. Trust and believe that. You know, you got a lot of brothers. I hear black men say, don't move in with no woman. Yeah, but if you've been living with a woman your whole life, from your mama to your grandmama to your auntie to your girlfriend to your next girl to your baby mama to your fiance to your wife, if you never learned how not to live with a woman, how in God's name are you even thinking about having your own? Well, bros, we have to learn that we have to stop being at the mercy of people. You know, and it's easy for somebody to say, well, you don't need to be living with her. Well, where I'm going to go, family? Well, you know what, family? The way you answer that question is you prepare to answer, G. I do agree that, brothers, we need to get up out these women's houses if we ain't going to marry them. If we ain't talking about having no family with them, if we living there because it's convenient and, you know, she got the good top and all this, that, and the third. Hey, man, that ain't no reason to minimize yourself. You know, we got to stop minimizing ourselves for comfort. You know, a man builds his life. A woman builds her life too, but your life is your response. Each individual out here, their life is their responsibility to build. Look, man, the life you want to live is the life you must build. Period. Can't nobody tell you you can't live the way you want to live, but you got to build that for yourself. We can't expect other people to build for us. And that's why we find ourselves in some of the situations, because brothers, we have a dependent mindset. You know what I'm saying? We've grown up in age, but in some places we still have a dependent mindset. And that's something that has to be addressed. And that's not easy. Hell, first you got to recognize it. You got to understand that some of us are still operating with a dependent mindset, because we are loved, but we're also doubted. And the doubt is, man, you can't take care of yourself. I remember I was a young man coming up, and I was, you know, cat looked me in my face, said, you know, you need to get married. Why I need to get married? Because you need somebody to take care of you. And I'm like, what part of the game is that? Like, I can't take care of myself. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not a child. But I had to get out of that dependent mindset. I had to get out of that dependent mindset. I had to get out of the dependent mindset. You know, I read a stat that said married men live longer. I said, well, damn it. I need to adjust my life where I can live. And not saying I ain't going to ever get married. But what if I don't? Do that mean I got to die early because I chose to be a bachelor? Because I chose not to get married means I got to die early in life compared to if I would have had a wife? No. All that means is I had to get out of the dependent mindset and take care of myself and become a healthy cook and exercise and go to my doctor visits. You know what I'm saying? You know, I have to develop an independent mindset. I have to develop a positive mindset. I have to develop a mindset that has direction. And what does that direction come from? The direction comes from me, from my preparation and my planning. Right? 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 You can't do anything successful in this society without having a plan, G. Because a plan gives you direction. It gives you steps. A plan is the execution of a thought process. Period. So I'm not here to step on anybody's fire, family. No, that's not what I'm here to do. But I'm here to show you that, family, we are loved and doubted, which puts us in a dependent mindset. We have people doubting us because they feel we lack the skills to be who we need to be in this society, to grow up and mature. And brothers, our behavior has fed into that. Don't get it twisted. Well, all of us are not behaving in that manner. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like you got to choose to become the success that you want to see in your life. You know what I'm saying? You have to become that person you believe you are, family. We all have a thought process towards ourselves. Some of us have a mindset and some goals and some dreams that don't line up with who we are at that moment. You understand what I'm saying? It's a lot of doubt in the game. And brothers, I'm telling you, you can't have success without doubt. You have to pull yourself away from the doubt. Just like I had to pull myself up out the house to go work out. You understand what I'm saying? Just like I got to wake up and get to the plan and think about my day and execute and see what I want to get done and put a plan together. And you got to sit yourself down and make yourself do that. You got to take yourself out of comfortable places. You know, I ain't saying that you can't, and I ain't saying you can't be in your house planning. Don't get it twisted. But ain't nothing wrong with going to the library where you can sit down and you can write. It's a quiet place. Ain't nobody, should nobody be harassing you if you're sitting in the library and you writing. You know. The library is a place where the homeless cat can go to the library, family. Man, go to your library, sit your neck down and write about your life and where you want to see yourself at. And you ain't got to say 5 years from that day, because you can't see that far, family. Not right where you're at. You can't see 5 years from now. That's because you're trying to put your life in order. You're trying to get your life in order, family. What can you get done? How to get started? You get started by picking up the pencil, write your name on the paper, writing my life, ask yourself some questions. Do what is success to you? Success is this, that, and the third. Are you being successful? How can you take yourself from where you at to where you want to go, where you want to be? Period. 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 You know, family. So I want to encourage you, family. Brothers, I want to encourage you to build your life, family. I want to encourage you not to be dependent on others' emotions and their thoughts and their words to build your life. Brothers, I want to encourage you to go somewhere and sit down and begin to write your life out and put some goals down and build a plan. Ask somebody that give a damn about you to help you, family. You know, and if you can't, if you can't get the help around from those around you because they doubt you, because you didn't disappoint it, because you didn't hurt, because you didn't violate people's trust, then doggone it, go find somebody. If you want to go to school, family, and if you want to go to school for something and you want to go to a trade school, you can get on the phone and call them and see what it takes for the, to help you get in that school. Do you all have a orientation? Get on the website. Take the time to make some moves to move your life. And stop believing what somebody's saying to you about you. You feel me? Can you hear me, brothers? Brothers, I believe in you. Brothers, I love you. And what we got to do is we have to continue to know that our life, the life that we want to live, is the life that we must build. And we got to get to building our life. And the way you begin to build your life is you find some places, you find some time to sit down and write out your life plan. The next 6 months, family. The next 3 months, family. The next month, family. You know, put you a 6 month goal in there. You understand what I'm saying? You know, put you a 3 month goal in there, man. This is what I want to be doing in 3 months. And in a month, this is what I want to be doing. And bros, if we begin to do that, family, you begin to put steps in front of you that need to be taken. And if you take these steps, they will lead you to this step, and finally to the goal you want to see in a month. And finally to the goal you want to see in 3 months. And finally to the goal you want to see in 6 months. And then do it all over again. If that's what it's going to take for you to turn your life around, then right on. Let's get to it. Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the one-man army, and thank you for listening to Strictly for the Brothers. Peace. What up, Chicago?